This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
TikTok sensation Molly Roberts, who you may know as Mollerina, you've joined us on the Hub to have a chat all about fake tan and body positivity. Molly, you've talked online about having a real fake tan addiction. First off, thank you so much for coming on to the show. It's really great to have you on as a guest.
No, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on here and for talking about such an important topic to me, I guess.
Now, I know that you've spoken a lot about having a real fake tan addiction. How did that actually start?
I think, like a lot of girls in Ireland, for me anyway, it started at the teenage discos. That was kind of my first introduction to fake tan, where I kind of learned about it and I kind of realised, like, oh, I don't really feel comfortable going to these discos without fake tan. It kind of just became the norm for me. It's hard for teenage girls anyway, because you're already a bit more like susceptible and you're starting like feeling the pressure of how you should be looking, and you're just a bit more vulnerable at that age. So I feel like that's really when it kind of like got me good. And I felt like I just kind of learned that I was a bit like dependent on it when going out to events and things like that from that age. And then as I grew up and got older, it became every single day.
Yeah, yeah. When did you realize it was time to step away from fake tan?
I think definitely like during COVID, and I was at home and I wasn't really leaving the house, and I was like, why am I still doing this if I'm just at home? Like, why aren't I comfortable with my own skin myself? Like, even to look at myself, I didn't feel comfortable whenever I would look in the mirror and my fake tan was wearing off. And I think that's when I kind of realized that, like, maybe this is a bit unhealthy for my mind, and maybe I just want to try and challenge myself and see if I can kind of heal my relationship with myself, like, away from fake tan.
Yeah, definitely. Why do you think, as Irish women and men, that we've got such an addiction to fake tan, that it's almost like it's become part of our identity over the years?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think part of it is because naturally a lot of people in Ireland, our skin tone is quite pale. Mm. And then also I think the media has a huge role to play in it. And that kind of like messaging in the media that like super, super pale skin is sometimes like negative. Like, you'll hear words like ghostly or pasty, yeah, or like you look sick or you don't look well. And then when you hear of like tan skin, you hear like healthy, glowing, goddess, like, you know. So I think sometimes it's kind of to do with the messaging and just like the media that we're seeing, and kind of the media only pushing really like one beauty standard in our time anyway. And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't agree with you more. What is it about the bronze look that seems to appeal so much to us?
Yeah, I definitely think it's psychological. And like, look, there, like, tan skin is gorgeous, and I'm not here to like demonize any skin tone. Absolutely not. Or even demonizing fake tan, because I think especially when you compare it to sunbeds, it's a lot of a safer way to get that glowy look, and everybody should be able to decide what they want for themselves. Absolutely. But I think more so it's just the pushing of it, and the fact that the fake tan is so much more normalized that sometimes if I could be in a room and I could be the only person in there that's not fake tanned. Mm. And I shouldn't really feel separate or other just because I'm, you know, in my natural skin tone.
Yeah. Obviously, we've touched on this already, but do you think that there's a pressure, especially for Irish women, to fix pale skin instead of embracing it? I know I've definitely touched on this summer. I am the person who could be over in Spain lying on the pool or by the pool, and I'm like, oh my, I'm practically see-through. I'm so white.
Yeah, I've often described myself as a see-through bag of veins, yeah. But yeah, definitely. And I think going on holidays or kind of being in the summer weather like we are now definitely brings that more to the surface for a lot of us. And it's definitely, I feel like, in the messaging, especially in Irish society, because I do believe we are one of the biggest consumers of fake tan in the whole world. Yeah. But I do believe it's the messaging peddled to us that your like pale natural skin tone is more of a flaw that needs to be fixed, and fake tan is the solution. And I understand they're just trying to sell their product and show the efficiency, but when you start to like view yourself pale as being a flaw or being negative, and you see like some fake tan ads and people are showing their befores and after, and they're describing their befores as like disgusting and shouldn't be outside and not presentable and all these things. You're telling like people whose natural skin tone that is, that maybe don't want to fake tan, that that's how you view them when you see them out and about in a way. So I just don't think that's healthy or fair. And I just think people need to be a bit more mindful of the messaging and the language used around it. You know, I think every skin tone is beautiful. And I think that should always be the messaging.
Yeah. How did you get on the first time that you decided that you were going to go without fake tan? Did you feel exposed or did you feel freed?
Oh, Jesus, I've been through every single emotion possible. And I still do go through it. Like I quit fake tan 4 years ago now. So I haven't fake tan in 4 years. Wow. And still sometimes when I go out, I still get some peculiar feelings that I'm like, oh God, am I sticking out? Or geez, do I not look as good as the other? I still get those feelings, but I know that when I first stopped, I couldn't go cold turkey. I couldn't just like absolutely know this is it now, none for me. I had to kind of work myself down because I was doing like 2 or 3 layers of ultra dark, and then I went down to maybe a medium, and then I went to a light, and then I went to like the gradual moisturizers, and now I just use kind of body oils, just to give me that glow. So I still feel like my skin looks healthy, but it doesn't change like the tone or the shade of my skin. But I still feel like I'm kind of given more Edward color now at the moment, so.
I love it. How did your followers or even the brands that you work with react to you stepping away from tan? Do you still have some brands even asking for collaborations? How do you deal with that?
You know what? I get a brand collaboration request every week, I'd say, from fake tan companies still, like, to this day. I'm like, hey, so I don't know if you've actually looked at my profile, but I haven't worn fake tan in 4 years. Says it in my bio. Any video or picture you look at me, I'm quite pale in it. So, yeah, I don't know on that. I suppose when I first stopped it, I didn't really mention that I was stopping it for a year because like it was for me. It wasn't really for anyone else. And I just wanted to kind of go through that experience for myself. But then I felt like I wanted to talk about it because I thought it could help other people and they could maybe relate to it and I could share some tips and, you know, kind of make people feel less alone if they're feeling that way. And then, yeah, I suppose definitely in Ireland anyway, I think a lot of influencers can make money from fake tan companies. So for me being a content creator, it's probably like actually not that great for my pocket not doing the fake tan sponsorships, to be honest. But do you know what? It is what it is. And like, I have to stay true to myself as well, you know?
Yeah. As an influencer, you know, do you feel personally a bit of a responsibility to be able to challenge beauty standards? Because I know that you've got a lot of people who look up to you. If they've followed you for a long time, they love your content. But then also we need people like you to go, hang on a minute, you know, if I want to have pale skin, that's my prerogative and I feel good in my own skin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to bear the whole responsibility, but I do feel like it's definitely kind of started like a bit of a movement. And I feel like I like being like someone that people can look to for maybe advice or just to feel less alone on that. And I've also spoken about how I was late diagnosed with ADHD. So I get a lot of messages about that as well. But also at the end of the day, I am just a girl as well. And I've fallen like victim to this messaging, like, you know, even down if you work it into like plastic surgery and things like that, like I've had a bit of lip filler here and there. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's so much more of a societal issue, but it does feel a bit empowering to be like, you know what, I'm not going to let them pressure me into this one, and I know that I'm gorgeous however I am in my natural form, and I'm going to try my best to go out there and just be myself and not let them tell me that I'm not gorgeous in my natural skin tone.
I love that, and I think that's so empowering as well. I love your positivity, and I think you're such an inspiration to everyone who's listening. And you know, you're doing what makes you feel good, and I think that's really, really lovely to see online as well. Molly, if anybody wants to follow you online, if they want to check out all the resources and maybe take a look at what you're getting up to, where's the best place to go?
My biggest platform would be TikTok. I'm also on Instagram, and my username on there is Mollerina_.
Oh, brilliant. Molly, thank you so much for giving us your time. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great evening, and thanks for talking to us on iRadio.
Thank you so much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.